You're listening to SBS News.
Dr. Preet Makha is one of over 1,000 new interns to arrive in New South Wales hospitals during the Omicron wave. Dr. Macca's internship is at Royal Prince Alfred Hospital in Sydney. Not only has it fast-tracked his medical career, it's also helped a system battling to cope with the recent influx of COVID cases.
We know that the healthcare system is stressed, so we felt good to be able to contribute.
1,073 new interns arrived in New South Wales hospitals during the Omicron peak, setting a new record for any state or territory. Preet had worked at Royal Prince Alfred Hospital as an assistant in medicine since last October, while completing his medical degree and a PhD in peripheral neuropathy. But during his internship, he'll be required to complete a supervised year of practice and rotate between metropolitan and regional hospitals across different units, including surgery and emergency medicine. Preet was born in New Delhi and migrated as a 7-year-old with his family. He's an adherent of the Sikh faith, in which serving the community is a central principle. He's also proud that on the wards, his beard and head covering are respected.
Wearing a turban and keeping hair. And that part of the faith is really important.
The pressure has been felt mostly in Sydney's south and west, where COVID caseloads are the highest. Nearly 50,000 public hospital nurses in New South Wales have planned industrial action over staffing, pay and working conditions. It's the first such strike in almost a decade. Nurses at RPA are considering a full-day strike, while rallies are also expected in regional areas. Australian College of Nursing CEO Kylie Ward says the nurse-to-patient ratios have pushed many healthcare workers to breaking point.
I am alarmed at the hundreds of nurses that are contacting me and the college to let us know that they've got to get out of the system for their own health and well-being.
The college represents more than 150,000 nurses across Australia. Ms. Ward says nurses in hospitals and aged care are utterly exhausted after 2 years of battling COVID. Feed Our Medics is one community group supporting the country's healthcare professionals. The charity was set up 2 years ago by Jolene Hackman, whose partner works as an anaesthetist. Feed Our Medics uses donations to pay for ready-to-eat meals and has delivered more than 2,000 food boxes since the start of the pandemic. Ms. Hackman says that with the Omicron wave, there's been a far greater need for the charity's work.
We're in 8 hospitals at the moment. What's happening is that there's an influx of people. The nurses are really battling. When we deliver the meals, the first thing that they say is, can you make sure we don't forget the cleaners? Make sure you don't forget the paramedics.
Feed Our Medics delivers to hospitals predominantly in Sydney's culturally diverse southwest. Ms. Hackman says many of the nurses find it hard to accept help themselves, but they are grateful for the food choices offered.
Because the frontline healthcare workers are so diverse, we try and provide a couple of options, halal or vegetarian.
At the same time, Feed Our Medics is also helping the struggling hospitality sector, as cafes prepare hundreds of meals each week for the charity, which then distributes them to healthcare workers. Melanie Kai Murray migrated from the United States and owns a cafe on Sydney's northern beaches. She says the cafe now supplies around 50 meals a week for delivery to local hospitals.
So basically in Manly, we usually rely on tourism and that's just pretty much dead. And so it's just great that we're having some kind of business with Feed Our Medics.
Social media has brought people together during the pandemic. One social media page aimed at combating isolation and loneliness is One Another Community, which supports not only medical teams, but families who've lost income or those still in isolation. Co-founder of One Another Community, Lisa Hollinshead, says the page connects volunteers with people who need grocery shopping, pet walking, or who are even just lonely and need a chat. Ms. Hollinshead says the group started with 200 volunteers.
We've now got over 5,000 members on the app, which is growing by 500 daily.
She arrived in Australia from the United Kingdom and feels proud to be making connections in her new home country. Intern Preet Makha is among those grateful for the gestures of kindness amidst the exhaustion of the Omicron wave.
To see the communities responding and showing that appreciation is just great.
demonstrating that community kindness and small gestures go a long way for health workers in need. Taisok Yuzi, SBS News.